Here is another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files.
They have suddenly such a glimmer in the eyes when they hear, oh, you're from Berlin. And this seems to be a mythos. Berlin, the city, seems to be something that causes lots of emotions in very different countries.
Born in East Berlin, soprano Barbara Ewald experienced the fall of the wall as a teenager. As an adult, she spent some time in Paris and New York before returning to her home city. Recently, the 37-year-old arranged Barbara's Salon, an evening of music and talk to explore the question, was ist ein Berliner?
Wer ist ein Berliner? Ab wann ist man ein Berliner?
And if you're really living in Berlin, then you will know that there are so different quarters and so different corners and so different people and so different Berliners and so many definitions to be a Berliner.
She says, of course, there are discussions about when you are entitled to call yourself a real Berliner after the first, second or maybe third generation. On the other hand, 50 years ago, JFK called himself a Berliner in his famous speech, which still touches people today.
He gave hope to the people, and he said with this sentence that a Berliner is somebody free and big and great and generous.
For this evening, Barbara Ewald picked songs by Claire Waldorf and Otto Reuter, well-known cabaret singers from the 1920s. Who sang in the old Berlin slang, even though they weren't born in Berlin. They claimed the city by understanding and describing the lives of everyday Berliners.
So if you're really a Berliner, that means you have to take part actively in the city, and that can be after 2 weeks. So I would call you a Berliner if you really do something great or interesting or lovely, even if it's small, actively for the city. So then I would say, yeah, you're noble. You're a Berliner.
For Was ist ein Berliner? The artist chose Lindengarten in Wedding. The old restaurant has a beautiful dining hall from 1905. Wedding seemed the right place for the salon. The traditional working class neighborhood hasn't been overwhelmed by the rapid changes that other parts of the city have experienced. One of the things I found out that evening, a real Berliner knows what Muckepicke means. Muckepicke is actually a little boat. The song from 1928 describes the Berliner's love for taking trips on the Spree. Apart from the Berlin slang that's hardly been heard these days, Barbara Ewald wanted to portray the great humor of Berliners, even though the way they talk can sometimes sound harsh to new residents. Berliner Ewald sees it differently.
In one word, I can say that, of course, the unpoliteness of a Berliner is not really an unpoliteness. It is actually kind of directness, a kind of being honest in a certain rough way. A very nice example is that some Berlin women would say idiot and mean I love you.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.